This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Coffee-fueled story. Radio UNK, Radio UNK. It's good to be a unicorn. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Coffee Fitness Unicorn, your pocket DJ. And you're listening to Coffee Chats Podcast, a show where storytelling and coffee hang out. This episode is a special that I'm calling Mini Mondays. And what is a mini Monday? Well, it's a mini episode. So normally my episodes are, I talk with a guest and we usually chat for anywhere between 45 to 60 minutes. And those episodes are released on Fridays. This mini episode is what I'm calling Mini Mondays. So it's going to be released on Monday and it's going to be between 10 to 15 minutes, maybe anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the topic. So, and again, please forgive my congested sounding self. I am just recovering from a sinus infection, and I have not been able to actually, I wanted to actually do this about a month ago, but the move kind of kicked our butt, and there's a whole long story behind that, and I'm not going to get into it. And so then when I was getting ready to do my first Mini Monday, I got sick a week ago. And so I'm just now getting over it. And the Mini Monday that I want to start with is what I'm calling Radio UNK. And what Radio UNK for this Mini Monday is, I waited so long to be able to feel like a pocket DJ. And I wanted to do these things and to experience, you know, human connection with others. So like when radio DJs would talk with a musician and talk with them about their musical process or their artistic creative process and how they created a song or a video or, you know, a riff or something along those lines. I always wanted to have that type of experience. And so for me to talk with indie authors or fitness experts about their stories and share their process, that to me is that magical experience. That is that Radio UNK, so unicornos, but also at the same time, UNK feels very punk rock to me. It's missing the P for punk. And punk rock is something that has always been a part of me. I've been into punk rock music since I was 13 was the first time I was exposed to it, but 15 was when I really got into it. It's never left me. It's always something, you know, my mom thought it would be a phase. And it wasn't. It's part of who I am. It's in me and it's never going away. And the difference is, obviously, with age comes wisdom. I don't have to wear it on my sleeve anymore. I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to have a big pink mohawk. I can have my, it's just a different way of expressing myself and learning how to express myself and being confident with being able to express myself. So Radio UNK for me on this Mini Monday is so many different things. So this is, like I said, the first episode of Mini Mondays. And these mini-sodes, what I want to share is how this experience has just shown me that we are, as humans, you know, so many things, and that we have so many stories to share. And there's so many people that I want to talk with, and there's so many experiences that I want others to share. One of the things is, you know, I'm trying to get back on track because the move did kind of mess with my head a little bit. And just this week was when I, of course, I had to get sick in order to kind of realize that, you know, things aren't always going to happen. It's just a matter of how you look at them. And that's kind of what that punk rock concept was for me as well. Like, I don't have to dress completely punk rock. I don't have to look completely punk rock. I can be comfortable with expressing myself how I express myself when I express myself. And so that's, you know, my short spiky blonde hair. I have some tattoos. I've been wearing the same, what I call uniform, since I was about 15, which is boots, jeans, a graphic tee, and some sort of jacket. So that is, you know, very punk rock for me. I've always dressed that way. And I always wondered if I was going to dress that way into my 50s. And you know what? I still am dressing that way, and no one's going to tell me to stop. And I'm probably going to be 80. Should I be so lucky to be 80 years old, still wearing boots, jeans, a graphic t-shirt, and some sort of jacket? So that's that radio, like this is my radio UNK. And it's, you know, kind of like, I don't, obviously I'm not going to compare myself to The Clash because they are phenomenal, but you know, they had the you know, this is Radio Clash, dun 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 dun. So for me, this is Radio UNK. And what Radio UNK is, many things. The first one is, you know, a ginormous thank you to all the unicornos. That's, you know, the unicornos, you know who you are. You're the listeners. You're the ones that tell other people to listen to the show and find, you know, the stories entertaining and interesting, and you laugh and you know, share along and you tell others about them. So that is part of the UN Radio UNK experience. And Radio UNK is me doing what I'm doing, being a pocket DJ, talking into the I don't want to call it the abyss, because I don't want the abyss to talk to me. That would be really scary. Ooh, that might be a horror story. Maybe I'll, oh, I've got some ideas. So what Radio UNK is, besides the first mini Monday episode, is a way for me to share stories, a way for me to say thank you for listening, and a way for me to express myself. So the podcast itself is a way that I can express myself, and the guests that are shared and the experiences that I am having is all very, I know it sounds silly to call it punk rock, but it is in my mind, because for me, it's a way of expressing yourself. And this form of expression just really works for me. I was a writer. I got paid to write by trade. That's what I went to school for. And that was my background and my training, and I appreciated it. And it was a very different type of creative format. And I don't feel, obviously, it wasn't very punk rock. I was still as, you know, I was probably as punk rock as I could be. But this podcast, this is truly a way that I can express myself and share experiences and learn. I remember one of my biggest fears when I joined the Air Force was that it was going to strip away who I was, and I would lose that punk rock self. I was afraid that I would lose that. And I had a dream where I actually was, I had gone through my Air Force experience, and I was standing up on stage, and I was in a punk rock band, and I was singing, and it was kind of like part poetry. It was kind of part song. I was wearing boots, jeans, t-shirt, I think probably some flannel because it was the 90s at the time. And at the end of it, you know, I was walking through the crowd and someone came up to me and they were like, oh my God, that song like really stuck with me. Like it resonated so much. Like, where did you come up with that? And I said, well, you know, I was in the military, and I just learned from that experience. And when I told that story to my best friend, and I told her, you know, that was my concern. And she said, the Air Force will never, ever strip away who you are. Like, you know who you are, you know what motivates you and what moves you, and you will never lose your sense of self. You will always be that punk rocker at heart. And I was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so I went into the Air Force knowing that. So even though I, wore my uniform, I had my hair, and I, fit the regulation, there was this little piece of punk rock me that just never quite went away. And I took pride in that. And and that's what I'm saying. I have little elements of punk rock in me that will just never go away. And this format just feels very, I think Jello Biafra would approve of podcasts. I believe Henry Rollins, I'm not sure if he has podcasts, but obviously I'm not comparing myself to these prolific guys and these, pillars of the punk rock community. But what I'm saying is they're extremely intelligent and they believe in it's not just a bunch of angry noise. Punk rock is expression, and we can express ourselves in many, many forms, many ways. And it can be, through clothes, it can be through music, it can be through podcasts. So for me, this first episode, Radio UNK, is it, in my opinion, what I feel is a way for me to express myself. And it's a little bit punk rock and a little bit rainbows and unicorns. So, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off and say thank you for listening. I appreciate you sharing. Anybody leaves a review, it makes me like super, super, super happy. And I just my little teenage heart just bursts. And that little teenage heart is still, it's still got some punk rock in it, and it thanks you and it gives you the horns. And I can't begin to thank you enough for listening. So thank you, and I am going to sign off and remind you to go forth and be magical.